channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hey, everybody. This is Teresa Medhus, mama for many, but especially my love, Eric Rune Medhus. Nice Norwegian name there. And we're so honored to have Courtney Dillon here on the show. And
hi, everyone.
Hi, Eric.
Hi. Eric says, hi, Mom. He's got some stuff to say today, it looks like. So he's ready to talk. And thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here to talk to everyone.
I'm excited. But first, I want you to tell us all the things you have to offer. Because you know what? You do a lot more than channeling spirit.
Yeah, I do a lot of things. Well, let's see. I do intuitive readings. I do a lot of mediumship, connecting with loved ones who've crossed over. I do, if people have medical issues, I have a medical spirit team. We look into that. And really like emotional healing, a lot of emotional healing and that kind of thing. So if you have trauma, we work on those things. So, and it's all connected also. So
well,
it's hard
of course.
To, you know, yeah, exactly.
That's so cool. So you're like a master of all trades, man. That's awesome. Hey, Eric, what do you think about Courtney? She's so good.
He says he likes me. He's happy with the work I'm doing. So he's become a good friend over the last year. So I really love Eric. And I'm grateful that he comes in my sessions and helps me out. So
maybe pestering too much.
Yeah. So he does pester, but he's also helpful. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Now before we hear Eric, he's got a lot to say. I understand. Mm-hmm. I want to hear from my beautiful best friend from college days and throughout most of my life, Brian McKeska. Gay guy, AIDS, big smoker, and he was just found face planted in front of his house. And I was called and went to the ER, and they were like pumping on. I was like, oh no, don't, no.
Yeah, because we were talking for a second before we got on air.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to bring it up. Yeah.
I did feel him stepping forward. Mm-hmm. It does feel like a heart attack, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll
he says the smoking didn't help. He's laughing.
I miss you, Brian. I miss you so much.
You know, he likes the work you're doing. He feels really happy about it.
Oh. Brian was valedictorian in Bel Air High School, a very difficult high school. He was a genius. And he was, a student at Rice University with me.
Well, he's saying that you guys were, you're just really good friends, soul friends, and you...
Yeah.
And it's interesting, you've been friends in another lifetime, but he shows me you're both, he's very smart, but he says he didn't, I mean, and you know this, he struggled sometimes with his life choices, but this was early on, and of course, you know.
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. He has.
But he says that he's happy with the way you've turned out, so.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I miss you very much.
He misses you too, but he's doing well. He's doing
good.
Really
I'm sorry
well.
I tried to fix you up with my roommate Mindy. You had such a deep voice and you were not Nelly at all. So I thought you were gay. But when I found out you were gay, it was awesome. We always would go to the House of Pies. We call it the House of Guys and check out the pies. It was awesome. Anyway. Wow.
He said you're a good, he's making a joke. He says you're a good wingman.
Yeah, I try, man. I try.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we will hear what Eric has to say before we take callers.
So Eric was showing me today that I think the people are going to listen to this later on and the people listening today, there's a need for people to get kind of grounded. There's a lot of, it must be something to do with the astrology. He said he won't go into all that part. Oh, I get it. He's showing me the eclipses. So I think we're heading into like an eclipse period of time or eclipse season where we're, he showed me bookends. So I think we're going to be bookended with eclipses. So sorry, astrology people, if I'm wrong or I'm butchering this a little bit. But the point is, the larger point he wants to say is it's a period of time that brings up our shadows, it brings up our pain, and it's very accelerated. Ooh. So during this period, he wants everybody to get grounded. What does that mean? Let's talk about what that means, because he wants me to be specific, not just say get grounded, because that can be confusing. He wants people to literally do things to get in your physical body. So whether that's walking, dancing, putting your feet on the ground. He says it's summer in most places, so that would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Breathing, like doing some breathing practices or breath work. Anything that brings you back to your physical body, because it's going to be really important over the next period of 1 month.
Okay. 1 month. If you don't, what happens?
We're just going to feel extra, sorry to say, but there's a little bit of like fragile emotional pain coming up, and we might feel extra fragile. So as these emotions surface, it's important to be grounded in physical reality and not try to escape what's coming up, because he shows me it's kind of like a, I don't know if you've had this sense too, Elisa, but it's like a big clearing happening right now. So
it's a good thing, right? This astrological event?
Yeah, it's good, but it's not necessarily going to feel great, you know what I mean? So it will be good, he says, on the other side. So I'm not saying that as a warning.
No pain, no gain, in other words, right?
Yeah, whatever's coming up, meaning like the whatever these eclipses do, they bring up what we need to look at.
Oh.
What we need to look at in our lives. So it can come up through other people, meaning somebody will make us aware of a pattern within ourselves. It can come up as an emotion. But pay attention to what's happening right now, because it gives you, he shows me like a detective, you know, magnifying glass. Thank you. And it gives us a clue to what we are trying to clear within ourselves. So this is a good moment to just pay attention to what's happening in our life. He's saying for the people who feel stuck, because there's going to be some people that we even talked to today that feel stuck.
Yeah.
You very well, the energy gets moving, and you're going to move beyond past limitations in the next month. So I think it's positive, but it may be a little bit of
shake things up a little bit, shake your emotions. Yeah, your energy.
Shaking
it up. Change in your energy, it can be, pleasant. It can be uncomfortable. It can be all of the above, I can imagine, right?
Exactly. So
okay,
that's his wisdom for. Well, he says he has a lot more. He's ready to talk, but he was laughing when he says he's got a lot more wisdom, like he does. But he's also, always kind of joking around about himself.
I know.
But he does have a lot of wisdom. And
yeah, he does. And
yeah,
he's not all ego and I'm all that and a bag of chips.
No, he's not that way at all. He's really taken on his mission with sincerity and is really invested in helping people on the planet. And so he's even saying to me right now, if you want to call on him to help you, he will answer that call. So he'll help
Eric,
you learn about yourself.
Yeah. Eric, my guardian angel is guardian angel Veronica, and I'm part of the Project Victory Earth, helping humanity. And I think that with the scalar work, maybe, we're doing that together. Who was your guardian angel?
James.
James, okay. Were you part of any project while you were here?
Yes, but he didn't know it.
Of course
he
not.
No, he didn't have any. He says the difference, I mean, you saw him. you knew him as actually quite a insightful and spiritual person in some ways.
yes,
on the
yeah.
planet, he's saying. Yeah. But he had this other side that, you know, he was also, he says, just really young. He didn't
yeah.
really have come into full awareness of his, like, mission, but he's come into awareness of his mission on the other side. So he said there's no waste.
Yeah.
But with you, he says, you've come into your mission really fully. Like, you understand what you're here to do.
Right.
So
I really do. Finally.
You really, really do. And it took you a little while, but he's saying to me, you both know what you're here to do now. And
right.
And so that's the goal, really. The goal, he's saying, is for us to know who we are as source, as consciousness, as God, and then to serve from that place, to know our spiritual mission on the planet. And so he's really, he says, James, he didn't have a clear awareness of his angelic team when he was on the planet, but he does now, he says. Better late than never, he says.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. All right, so speaking of the Atlantis Scalar work, I just added in the script for the cure for hypertension and also for the age reversal, increasing nitric oxide to the maximum level. That's what Super Beast does, people. So anyway, that should be interesting. I can't wait to find out how that works. I'm always adding stuff, always. And these scripts are getting longer and longer. But anyway, that's okay. It's all for good. Anything else you want to say before we take callers?
That is, there's a big shift happening this year. So, and I think he's spoken about, I not through me, but through one of the other mediums, but he's spoken about the big change happening this year, but he sees that it's on track. So
good.
That's good. Yeah.
Well, something's got to shift. We cannot have this like it is now, but you know, a lot of times we have to go through a lot of chaos so that the dust settles and then clarity and awareness is on the other side.
Chaos is for a higher purpose and higher order.
You're right.
That's what he says. So
I agree. Shake mm-hmm. up the old establishment, you know? All right.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Shall we take callers then? Oh, go
yeah.
ahead. Sorry.
No. That sounds great. Let's take callers.
Okay. Got somebody from the 786 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, Elisa. Hi, Courtney.
Hello.
Hi, Eric.
Hi.
This is Kenya. I'm calling from Miami.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
How are you? And what do you
good.
Got for us?
Thank you. I just wanted to ask Eric to see how my husband and me can encourage my son to find a part-time job.
Okay, hold on. What's your son's name?
Lucas.
Lucas, okay.
Oh.
How old? How old is Lucas?
19.
Okay, 1 second. Let me just start to look.
Mm-hmm.
Eric is showing me, yeah, he's a little resistant. But the thing is that this part you may not know, he's showing me that he's got some fear. He feels like...
Me.
Go ahead, I'm
who,
sorry.
Who,
him? Yeah,
Lucas
your son.
Or me?
Your son.
Okay.
There's okay. So he's not going to show this part to you. He's keeping this like a little bit hidden, but he feels like he doesn't even know what direction to look in or where to start. He feels kind of overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Eric's saying is encourage him to break it. So this is just very practical, but encourage him to break the tasks down because he feels very overwhelmed about where to start into more
mm-hmm.
manageable, he says manageable pieces. So, like, I know he's an adult, but I'm wondering if there's a way in which you can help him conceptualize or think about how does one go about looking for and finding a job, like giving him the exact he feels really confused. Tools and techniques, like, you know, maybe he goes on Indeed one day, or maybe he goes wherever to pick up an application.
First of all, does he have any interest that he's expressed at all in any type of path?
Well, he was trying. He's in the university too.
Mm-hmm.
He had a job at a firm, at a law office, a friend of my husband, and mm-hmm. he quit because he said that the people there treated him badly, and he wasn't feeling, you know, happy there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he tends to be on the lazy side. I don't want to put labels on my son, but he.
You know, let me tell you, your Lucas sounds a lot like my Lucas was, okay? I thought Lucas was so lazy, and he was really scared of growing up. He was like, wait a minute, when I'm a grown-up, I don't get summers off? He sat on the couch with me and almost cried, saying, I'm so scared of growing up. The adult world is so scary. And he was about your Lucas's age when he said that. But once he found his niche, oh, my God. It's amazing. What about vocational aptitude testing? You know, a lot of colleges, like I know my old alma mater, Rice University, does, you know, vocational aptitude testing. It doesn't always work because my group roommate both said she should be a nun, so it doesn't always work. But
he was interested in psychology too. But I feel that he's very sensitive, and in middle school, he got some issue, and he's very sensitive, and he changed a lot. For 7 years, I thought the extraterrestrial took him, and I didn't hear from him after 7 years because he changed so much, you know, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm talking to his higher self too every day.
Yeah, he'll find his way. Eric, maybe you can nudge him and help him, give him some guidance.
Yeah,
and
Eric wants to. Yeah, exactly. And Eric just wants to remind, this is hard because you feel frustrated in some ways, and that makes sense, but he's really afraid. He feels just like he doesn't know what direction to turn, and I think he feels bruised from his last situation.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes even though he's an adult, giving him like, hey, maybe have you thought about this or that? You know, giving him some suggestions of how to start looking.
Make sure you don't push her in the direction that's good, that you think it's best for him. I want my kid to be a lawyer or a doctor or whatever. So be careful about that and let him find his own way. And I think getting the college counselor to give him some guidance too might help.
Yeah.
All right, we better move on to the next caller.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll be fine.
Thank you.
He's only 19. He's still a sweet baby.
He'll figure it out.
Yeah, of course. My Lucas did, and he's amazing now. There were times I wondered, though. All right, got somebody from the step to the area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hello.
Anybody on? There we go. Hi.
Happy to be with you. Thank you.
Oh, of course. Thank you.
Thank
you. Who are we speaking with, and what town are you from?
This is Melissa from Manchester, New Jersey.
Oh, Melissa from Manchester. All right. Awesome. How can we help you, Melissa?
I was a caregiver for my in-laws. Their name was Ruth and Norman.
Mm-hmm.
Willie, and they've passed. It was almost 2 years I was taking care of Norman. And now I'm kind of going through withdrawals, and I don't know if they've gone through their life review or if they're around, but I was just wondering, since so much has happened, if they have any messages for me.
I feel Norman very strongly. Ruth, a little bit, she doesn't feel like I hear her as much, but I feel Norman stepping forward. You know, he is, one, he wants to thank you for how much sacrifice. It looks like you gave so, like, oh my gosh, you just put everything into taking care of him.
Oh.
And they love you so much as their, like, you are their daughter, and they love you so much, and they're so grateful for, you cared for them just so lovingly, and you didn't complain, and you didn't ask for recognition, you just went and did it. And he wants to know how you to know that he knows how hard it was because they were both in just such bad shape. And he wants to say that you made all the difference in his life and how they crossed, meaning that you really, really helped them. And that he will never forget that. And he wants you to know that. He loves you very much.
I love him too. I miss him. And even though I knew it was a little difficult and that I kept imagining the things I could have been doing, I kind of feel like I have that guilt. But I wouldn't do it for another 10 years. And now I feel like I just miss him.
Well, he wants you to not, to actually, he doesn't want you to feel guilty at all, because his message overwhelmingly is how much you helped them. You put everything you had, and yes, you have maybe some thoughts of other things you wanted to do at the time because it was difficult, and that's just normal. But he wants you to let go of any guilt, because all he feels is just overwhelming gratitude.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that message.
You're welcome. He loves you very much, he says. They both do.
I love him too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Felisa, can you hear me? Hello, can you guys hear me? Hi, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? Hi everyone. We're going to we're having some technical difficulties, and we're going to just end the show right now. I'm so sorry. We'll be back soon.